All right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. It is Christmas Eve and look, we don't stop. Punting doesn't stop. The horse racing doesn't stop only for Christmas Day. Luckily for me, I get some of the boys with me this week. Last week, I did a podcast by myself. Luckily, a couple of tips came through. Oscar Zulu was a good price. A few other ones did pretty well. And look, I don't blame the boys for getting on the piss last week. We've had plenty of Christmas parties. I've had a couple as well. But they were letting their hair down out in Manly. And they're back. So I welcome in Tom Kohai. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. I was the Dezo last week. I drove. I managed to have a margarita or two, but some of the other boys, Coey was okay, but some of the other ones really let their hair down. And it was good. It was a good night.
Saw a few videos, nice Coey. A few burners.
Yeah, I'm a few burners, few beers, and yeah, business as usual. Really, pretty tame Thursday, to be absolutely honest.
It's a pretty unique time of year. You boys sorted your shit out, done all your shopping, or are you doing it at the Savo?
All done. It's done about 2 weeks ago.
Fuck, how good.
Yeah, I just gave up and went to the gift card section at Woolies a couple of weeks ago and unloaded into the basket and we're done.
Gift cards are fucking the bonus. What about the week? How's the week been? You watched the punch-ons the other night. I did a little Instagram live with Darcy. He seemed very relaxed and then, look, fitness just played a key part in that.
Yeah, I think he only had 4 weeks to really prepare for it, and I definitely can throw him. But coming up against like a professional like Gal, like it was always up against the wall. But I thought he did no harm to his name, so I reckon he might have a future in some of those rugby league cards. Gal reckons he's going to give it up at the end of next year. I just pray we get those two or at least one. Kim versus Sonny Bill fight.
Did you watch the fight the other night?
No, mate, I was working, so I missed it. I saw some highlights, but yeah.
It's only three two-minute rounds. Coey, did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it either. I'm surprised that Tommy didn't watch it at work through the Foxtel box.
No, that's they've actually disconnected that, so I think my rod is off.
Well, I watched it. I know that you boys already know, but I made a late last-minute decision. I live pretty close to, like, the local RSL and spoke to two mates and said, let's just go up and watch the fights. It's not going to be long. A couple of three-two-minute rounds. Leilua fight, that won't last long. So we walked up. And to be fair, I got home about 3:30 in the morning. So to go up and tell the missus that I'm going up to just watch a fight and have a beer or two, got a bit carried away. Let myself go. Pretty unusual for me, but the slot's got to work out. Graduated from beers to tequila to vodka sodas, and then just confidence just fucking grew, right? And then by the time I saw it, I'm like, got a few messages, I'm like, be home soon, and that was at midnight, and then got a few others, and they're like, fuck, it's 2:30 in the morning. We walk back, I stumble in, and I've got to work the next day, which, you know, pretty easy, I can do it, but I'm not made the same way as I used to be. So on a school night, for going up to watch some rugby league fights and getting home at all hours of the morning, I felt a bit sorry for myself yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you up against the wall yesterday as well.
yeah, pretty much. But yeah, slots got to work out. They came out on top, which is pretty disappointing. But yeah, we move on. But what's the story? We got a decent kind of card on Boxing Day out at Randwick, you think?
Yeah, there's something up, looks good. Some horses looking to go to the Magic Millions as well in a couple of weeks. So I think it's, I think it's starting to heat up again. So Summer Cup's a Group 3. So, yeah, I think we're starting to get a few and seeing a couple of handy two-year-olds as well.
They're obviously 10 races of the best still. So racing is on Sunday. Obviously, we've got Christmas on Saturday. Race 1 at Randwick is fittingly called the Drinkwise Plate. So probably should have saw that before. Hard to say is the fave. That's for Jason Deemer and Reith, $4.60. One's already been backed, which is Mills for the Hawks. It's already $11 into $5.50, so the solid go there. Command approved, $6 for Waterhouse. We've got Wealthy Investor, Russian Conquest, Chalet, whatever that is, for John O'Shea, and we've got Narnia and stuff there. But Tommy, you would have looked at a bit of form. You produced Formline. You would have heard the boys on there. So we got Mills. What's the story there? Good money for it.
Yeah, we came out of the new studio last night. Yeah, as well. So that looked pretty handy as well. So hopefully, plenty of good shows to come from there. Mills, yeah, first start for the Hawks. They've got a couple of handy 2-year-olds. It's hard with a few of these first starters really to line them up. I tend to want to go with one I've already seen before. You've got a couple like Snip Cat, and I was a big fan of Hard to Say as well. It was I backed it when it came second last start, but one I want to follow is the winner of the Maxwell's Classic is Russian Conquest, Regan Bayless for the Snowdens. I thought it was a pretty good win, and I reckon it'll improve off it as well. It's been, what, good month since that run as well. So I reckon the Snowdens, they really shine with the two-year-olds at this time of year as well. So at $7, I might spec Russian Conquest.
Coey, are you with anything else?
It's hard to look past Russian Conquest, but I just don't know how strong that race is, the Max Lees. Uncorked is definitely the only horse that's really come out of that race. And, yeah, I just don't know. 900-meter dash, that already just makes me a little bit worried. He was on tired legs by the end of it. He's definitely fitter for the run. I can't deny that. And they're freshening him up with a nice little trial. But saying that, I can't really steer anywhere else. Like, I don't mind the Hard to Say is actually, an okay type. Palazzo Spirit and Swiss Exile, they're running in the 2-year-old race up at Brizzy on Saturday. And, well, Cool and Gad is $1.33 pop. So I don't know what you think of that form line. I wouldn't mind touching on Command Approved. A little bit disappointing last start in that Wyong Magic Millions race. It led, worked a little bit early and found the front, and I thought it was just going to kick away, but Soaring Ambition flew down the outside and won. I think it's just going to be fitted for the run. It's already capable of the distance, so I wouldn't mind touching on Command Approved, but I think the money could be the one to follow with Mills. I don't know. It's so hard with these 2-year-old races.
Got that right. The Highway's next. Favourite, fittingly, as again, is called Casino Lord, so that'll be one of mine. Hugh Bowman aboard. We've got Miss Ostend. Not sure if it's going round. Still no jock there. We've got London Gal at fives. We've got Anathole at sevens. Smuggler's Bay and Zach Orr. Could be another one there as well. Highway, any thoughts, Tommy?
Yeah, mate, I'm keen on Anathole here. I think $7 you get in at the moment. This horse is running a Kosciuszko. Big opinion. Heard through the grapevine as well, that the Australian Bloodstock team and Luke Murrell very keen on his chances here today, here on Sunday. So I think you get his $7. I think that's a great bet. Tommy Sherry taking 1.5 off as well. I think it brings it a lot closer, and I think it's a better horse out of it. And Casino Lord, it's just going to be whether the track allows it to run on a bit. And I think with the we might be getting a few showers, but I still think it's going to be pretty even. And I think if Anathole is given a chance, I think it's a way better horse. It sprouted wings late at Musselbrook the other day and just needed a bigger straight, and Ramwick should suit it down to a T. Anathole for me.
Coey, Anathole?
Such a hard horse to find. It's so luckless, that thing. It's only had it's lightly raced at 13 starts, being a 5-year-old. It's only had 2 wins on the board, and I mean, if the heavens do open, I'd be steering away from it. It's drawn well, though, so I mean, I wouldn't be against it at this stage, but I think it's meant to be late showers tomorrow anyway, so it should be dry enough, boys, I think, hopefully. Casino Lord, hard one. Like, this is a really, really tough highway. Usually you find something, you know, at price, and you can probably shop around, I guess. I think for mine, I'm going to take a gamble on – I'm going to lay Casino Lord, and then I'm going to look outside of it, and I'm thinking something like Air Marshal, a bit of price. Once again, if the heavens do open, this thing needs to run on top of the ground. Second up form's okay. Chris Williams takes 2 kilos off. Barrier 4 is nice. Mm. It's one down here before. I think I recall Tommy Berry riding it a while back.
Yeah, he won on it. Yeah. He won on it. Beat Depth That Varies.
I think it split the field, and you know, it will be a little bit back, but if it's closer from the low draw, wouldn't mind specking it at odds. But yeah, tough race, boys.
Air Marshal, and why I might be completely wrong here, is that the one that Tommy had a camera on him, and he like scooted up the middle and won on like Everest Day or something? last year?
I don't know if it was. 17th, it was definitely
17th. It was like October.
Yeah, that was Everest Day. It was a real peach of a ride because he ran like weaving through traffic.
Yeah, that was there's footage of it. He was wearing a thinger. That's good. I like that. A bit of odds, Coey. Race three over the mile. Kerwin's Lane is fave. Tommy Sherry, been riding a few winners too. That's $3. You got Wheelhouse for Bowman and Waller. We got Dynamic Impact at fives. Five Kingdom. It's probably one. That's probably something I like actually. Jenny Duggan's on there. She's good. She's claiming too. Maddie Dale. You got Solar Apex and Chad Schofield's back, so he's going to be getting a bunch of rides. And we got Criminal Code getting out to double figures. But Tommy, any thoughts? Five Kingdom.
Yeah, well, I think this is going to be tough. I think if Jenny can get the lead, and Wheelhouse isn't up there pestering it, but which it very well could, because there's what, how many Waller runners in this race? Three. So maybe they send Wheelhouse up front with Five Kingdom, but Matty Dale's runner here, Five Kingdom, should only know one way, and Jenny claiming the 2 kilos should have a nice light weight. And I think if given a soft leave, I think it can win. I'm just a bit concerned about all the Waller horses, and I think if everything even with those Waller horses, I actually really like Solar Apex. I backed it last start at, I think it was a Warwick Farm when it won. Chad on as well, that's no knock at all. I think he'll be coming back, and I reckon he might have one or two on Saturday. And I think this is a horse on the improve as well. We've finally gotten to the bottom of it with a win last start, and I think a nice low weight as well, it can maybe do something. So, yeah, if you want to back Five Kingdom, no knockers at all, but I'd probably go Solar Apex at $7.
Coey?
Yeah, Tommy's pretty much nailed, but I'm going to try my luck with Five Kingdom. It is positive from Waller that Wheelhouse is staying down here. He was dual nom for Queensland as well, but he's scratched out of that since. So he's thinking get the easy W down here anyway. But saying that, yeah, Five Kingdom, I think just the low weight. It's rock bottom, really. It's 52 kilos, I think. That really attracts me. Once again, if it has to be, I think it just wants to be on top of the ground as well. 15 starts, 4 wins, 2 and 3 minors. So as long as it stays dry enough, it's a fit horse. I think it's 6 up in the preparation right now. Great win down at Flemington. Yeah, a couple of ticks there. So, yeah, I'm just going to go Five Kingdom. I don't really like Kerwin's Lane. So, yeah, I'd take the better price with Five Kingdom.
Love your work. Midway, 2,000 metre, benchmark 72. We got Spol. I'm not sure how you say it, actually. Like Spalte. Annabelle Neesham, Jay Collard.
Sepulka.
What?
Sepulka?
S-P-A-L-T-E-T.
Which one are you looking at?
Favorite. I think it's Spalte.
Spalte?
Spalte.
Coey just went.
Oh, fucking, that one, sorry.
Just went elsewhere there.
I was looking at the other horse.
I was like, what am I looking at here? That's the fave, 420. We got Made by Khan for $5. We got Rebel Rama, not a bad one, actually. Tommy Sherry obviously claiming for Connors. It could be a good bet. 750. We got Pecuniary Interest at 8. We got Al Sahara, and we've also got like Travesta there as well. Tommy, thoughts?
Tough race. On form line, good spec for Avion Fury from Brad Davidson and Adam Pengelly made a good case for Legend Has It. I think they both wanted to like the favourite, spout it or however you say it, but I think there's a bit of concern with the barrier and maybe a bit of a synthetic filler as well, which you never want to hear. So I think on its day, I think it's the one to beat, but there is a bit of a query there. So I'm with you, Zach. I think Rebel Rama might be the one to go. I think Tommy Sherry again claiming 1.5. I think this horse, can win it here. The barrier's a bit sticky, but I think it's a really tough race. So if you like one here, I wouldn't at odds. I wouldn't talk you out of anything. But for me, I'll go Rebel Rama.
Nice. Coe, you going to agree with us?
It's really tricky, this race, because all the favourites are drawn wide, and yeah, it makes it a lot more interesting. Like Made by Khan drawn 15, Rebel Rama 14, Spout It. Is that how we're going to go with it?
Let's go with that.
It's drawn 13. I'm going to spec something at odds. It's a midway. I'm feeling a little bit
Adventurous.
A little bit of a adventurous, bit of a gamble. I'm going to take on Microna with Tyler Schiller on board. 3 kilo claim, 52 kilos. Came second last start over the 1900, so step up in distance. But it's carrying, you know, fuck all weight, so it should make up in it by just carrying 52 kilos opposed to 56 last start. I know its ratings aren't that great as a horse. It's a little bit of a money spinner for the Steinmetz stable. I think it just runs. This is the first time it's running on a good surface since the Kenzo 5 starts back. And looking at its form, it just does better on the good surface. Last start it was over the heavy, so it probably overworked. Yeah, I'll take
Microna. I like it.
Go Microna.
I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. Well thought. Race 5, 1800 metre, benchmark 78. We got Niffler, Chad Schofield, and Waller, 350, a little bit backing. Good go for Zagalo, though, 13 already into 6 for the other Waller runner there. Tyler Schiller claiming 3 this time. Russo, $6 for Waller again. He's got the top 3 in the market. Daiquiri's there for Godolphin, a little bit of money for Outlandos, which is Johnny Sargent and Hugh Bowman. And then we got some bigger odds there as well. Obviously, Traverse is known for this race as well and has a jockey, so we'll expect it to race this one. Decent money for this Zagalo, Tommy, for Tyler Schiller, the one Tyler Schiller's aboard. Came second, I think, last start.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well at the moment. Tyler Schiller, those 3 kilos are just gold at the moment for any horse he's on. So you got to pay attention to, especially when Waller's using him. So, yeah, I couldn't talk you out of it. Or Niffler. I think Niffler's, what now, 3 wins in a row. Low weight on the upside if it keeps going. Chad aboard as well, so I think Waller's got a good opinion of it. But one that could knock it out is Daiquiri, the Godolphin runner, Rachel King, James Cummings, little bit of a sticky gaber with a couple of scratchings, comes back through. I had a good win at the Kensington last start, beat couple other decent horses that were in this with McDonald aboard. And it was a benchmark 72 up to a 78. And it's still pretty decently weighted. So I think it might be able to knock it out. But Niffler is the big worry.
With Waller, and I think Chad will raise the bat for his first win. I think he didn't win anything yesterday, did he, boys? I can't remember.
No.
I think he will get a W on this Waller runner, Niffler. No, I think winning form's good form. 1800 probably suits. Seems real progressive. It's, you know, 3 from 3. It's gone from the mile, so, you know, 200 metres up in distance. Last start carried 57, 54 kilos this time around, so not too much of a penalty, really. Yeah, I just think, yeah, winning form's good form.
Niffler, Stifler, go four in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, done.
Race 6, 1,200 metre, bit of a sprint. We got Selboros, 550 on the drift. We got 4 Zanini. We know that one. So that's for the Snowdens. That's come in a touch. We got Kibosh at 7s. We got Lady of Luxury, 12 into 7. We got Steel Diamond, Hasty Duchess as well. I know some people follow Brad Davidson. I'm pretty sure he's made Lady of Luxury his best bet of the day. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, best value bet, $7. And if you go back and watch its last start, you'll know why. It says fourth on the sheet, but it flew home, and especially past the line, it was really impressive. So big watch on Lady of Luxury, because I think its last start run did show a fair bit. Tajori running today, so it won't run. One at odds, Coolmore, and again Chad as well, for Chris Lees, a Coolmore runner with Chris Lees, I say hello. Bit disappointing last prep. I think they had a big opinion of this horse, and they're still progressing with the 4-year-old mare. So I just think there's a bit of ability here. It's come off a couple of trials. I think it's going to win a race like this at some point. Maybe it'll need to run first up, but big watch on it wherever it does go. Lady of Luxury, I definitely couldn't talk you out of that. I'd love to see Forzanini get up. It's been great the last two runs. but it may, stepping up in grade here on a Saturday race could be a bit tough for it.
What do you reckon, Coey?
I agree with Tommy entirely, really. It's for Zanini for all the connections and whatnot. $650, I think it's a good price. The fact that Forzanini beat Kibosh last start. Kibosh is starting from barrier 13. That's $7. Forzanini, $650 inside of it. I think Kibosh will cut it into the race. So if you're a Forzanini fan, I wouldn't be disparaged by the barrier. But saying that, yeah, I watched that Lady of Luxury replay about three times yesterday, and I was just like, well, that extra 100 metres this start will help immensely. And I think $7, the fact that it is right now and still, I'd be snapping that up for a couple of bucks and wide open affair. But, yeah, I'll just take the little bit of Lady of Luxury.
All right, I guess we'll also hope for the best for that one. First leg of the quaddie is the Summer Cup. Stockman, pretty good horse. Little bit of a drift out, 20 cents to 380. We got Polly Gray for Walla at $5. We got Lightning Jack at fives. We have Kria Daris. God, I'd love this horse to win. That's at $5.50. Decent money for So You Win for Waller and Hugh Bowman. Then we get out to Attorney, Fun Fact, Order Again, etc. Look, maybe a little money for So You Win. The rest have kind of drifted a touch there, Tommy. Maybe Kria Daris a little bit.
Yeah, interesting race. I think we'll have a bit of speed with Fun Fact and Polly Gray. Polly Gray, very impressive last start for that win. I will say, though, if it does have a big weight, and I don't think any horse has won worth 59 kilos in a Summer Cup before, so it will be pushing it up, but definitely put a genuine speed on. I think if we do get that rain, and even the rain on the day, it's going to suit Stockman. It's going to suit it. And you watch that 380 go into about 250. It really depends on the weather for me. But I think Stockman is a horse in form. Its last two starts, very, very impressive. And I think it'll be the fit horse going into it. What can you say about Cryderis on form? It should be right in this race, but just back at your own peril. Lightning Jack has been impressive this prep. I have to go Stockman. And I'll probably have to back it now because I think if it does run, you're going to get a shorter price. So Stockman for me.
Yeah, I love to back Stockman. But, yeah, I think it's a bit of a weather watch. Genuinely, this speed map's what really interests me. I think there's, genuinely two speed horses, but it's probably being generous, really. Skymax will probably go to the front. Fun Fact will probably go to the front.
Polly Gray.
Barrier 5. And Polly Gray will probably card in, so it'll probably be sitting behind leaders back, is kind of how I see it. Barrier 1, it'll push forward, but I don't think it needs to push too hard. I think it'll just comfortably sit behind the leaders. I think Fun Fact will fly out, and Skymax will, I think that only knows one way. So it'll probably keep everyone honest and going at a genuine enough pace, is my guess.
Yeah.
If that were to be the case, I'd be on Polly Gray. But if the rain does come, I'd rather take Stockman flying from the back. Flip a coin on the day. Keep your eyes on the weather map.
All right.
But, yeah, those two for me.
Race 8, Tamer Lane is a fave. 340 in from 420, so pretty good go for Godolphin and Hugh Bowman. We've got Animate there at 550 for Lees. Tyler's claiming 3. We got Rangers at $7. We got Love Planet. We know that horse. That's a Waller horse. Jay Collett aboard. 11 into 9. Then we go out double figures. The rest there. We got Papal Warrior, which Chad Schofield's going to be on as well at 10s. Decent go, Tamer Lane. Tommy, it's drawn barrier 12. Second up. Had a nice little second, I think, behind El Buena maybe the other week.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't knock anyone liking Tamer Lane, but I'm going to spec one at a bit of a price here. Super Effort, I think, has trialled really well. Its last prep was really impressive as well, putting some really good runs in. And, yeah, just go back and watch its trial. Its latest trial was Sneaky Little Rhyme. And I think Gerald's got a decent horse here, and he's elected to go to this race. I think he was nominated for another one, but he's on fire at the moment, Gerald. So Gerald and Sterling, and I think this is a good horse, and its first up form's pretty good as well. So $10, you're getting Super Effort for me.
Love
Super
it.
Effort that
14 into $10, Coey.
I like two things. One at a price, one at not so much. I do understand the whole Tamerlane price. I think that's justified. Already spoken about it. I really, really like Rangers here. But something at, I don't know what to say, but it might be – I just think it's overs. First up, for the Matty Dunyard impasse at $41, I think it's – it doesn't really have a 1,200-meter record, but if it stays dry tomorrow, I think – I wouldn't be – I'd be throwing a couple of bucks on the place, put it that way.
Well, it's been back already today.
Has it?
61 to 40s, yeah.
If it stays in the good range, it's 7 wins and 8 minors. First up records, 7 starts, 1 win and 5 minors. I know it's carrying a little bit of weight. That's kind of the little issue I have with it, but – yeah, I just think it's overs. That's all I think about it. But saying that, Rangers, I like it. I've followed it both its run this prep. El Buena was too good last start, but that first up run at Camblo, really good. If it rains, handles the soft really well. So that's kind of where my head's at. Loves the 1,200 metres. It's won over 3 times on that distance. So, yeah. Rangers for me with a little bit of impasse for place money.
All right. Yeah, you'd be getting at least 10 bucks or something for a place. I don't mind Love Planet as well. Jay Collett, Waller, Barrier 1. It's one on the soft. Had a couple of wins in Melbourne, but could be a good little play. Race number 9 is over 1,400. We've got Blesk as favourite, 480, in from 550. We got Snippy Fox, which did pretty well. Good win, good couple of wins it's done the last couple of starts. Black Duke is there at $8, was 16, so it's been smashed for Tommy Sherry and Richard Litt, Omar G, Holyfield, etc. Tommy, what do you reckon? I reckon you'd be going a bit of Snippy Fox.
Don't mind it. I think they might have a good day, the proven thoroughbreds. We'll mention the 71s into $12 via Vinny.
Yeah.
I think 2 wins at Randwick for both of them were at 100 to 1 or something similar. It's done absolutely nothing this prep. Campbell Rewilla taking off 3. I might consider it if I was still getting the 71s or even the 51s, but I don't think I can back it at $12. It's changed the market a bit. I used to be a part owner in Night Ride, and I think it's bit better than a 70 to 1 shot here, so maybe back it at a place because I think it ran home for 5th pretty well last start at Randwick, and I think Randwick will suit it. But yeah, Simbi Fox for me, 2 in a row for it. Jay Ford, Joe Pride, good combo, and just going strength to strength at the moment, and Holyfield maybe for a knockout as well.
Yeah, that Iron Vinny, it's interesting, isn't it? Obviously, Royal Willow claiming 3, 51 into 12. So I'm going to try and find out how much we've taken on it. But, Coey, are you a bit of a Snippy Fox man? Even Black Duke's had some coin.
I like Black Duke. Snippy Fox, I think there is a lot of progression with this horse and a lot of upside. I think it's just gone strength. You know, like after the last run where it was running tough, 3 wide, no cover for probably 600 metres of the race and still wins by, you know, 2.5 lengths. So, huge win. Do I want to take it on for the price? I'm not sure. I think there is upside, but I'm going to go with Black Duke, who's got a little bit more price. Last start, over the 1,400 at Randwick. Tyler Schiller claims 1.5 here, so it'll be carrying, what, 52.5, which ipso facto will be a give or take 8 kilo difference from last start. Yes, it is a higher grade, so that, you know, has to compensate for that, but loves the 1,400.
Wish you got 16.
Actually, I wish I got the price, but yeah, I think it has merit coming third to 2 much better last against, you know, in that last start against at Randwick on 18th of December. So just for the price, Black Duke for mine.
Sweet. We're up to the last race, number 10, Why Haha Falls. This has been quite a few people's best bets that I've seen printed. Had a good start last start where it beat Francesco Guardi, which also came out and won last week. Odira, I think that's how you say it, Chris Waller. Jay Collett Award, 650. Pentecost, 10 into 750 for the horse. Casino Kid, hello. Ashley Morgan and Bowen, $11. El Palmy rejoiced. And then we go out to more double figures. But Tommy, this favourite's been pretty popular with some punters.
Yeah, I can see why too. It was a really good win last start. Huey on, John O'Shea. I think Yeah, I can see why. And you're still getting 480. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a good bet. Casino Kid, no, I would have liked to have seen Reece Jones stick and claim the three. Ash Morgan comes to town though to ride it. So that's got to be something to consider. And the other one for a knockout maybe is Nothing Sweet About Me. I know it's been running in Canberra and a few other places, but Gay at Randwick with Rachel King on the leader, I think nothing to be sneezed at as well, and you're getting $14. But Waihaha Falls, yeah, definitely the bet in this race for me.
Couldn't agree more. Waihaha Falls, same grade, gets penalised 2.5 kilos from that win, but I think that win was really strong. So Warren's to be favourite, and yeah, the price is right as well, I think. Others to note. It's tough, though. There's a couple of these real, you know, we love winning form, but at the same time, you look at things like Pentecost, Rejoiced, Heir of Alsace, like there's so many question marks about this, and even Nothing Sweet About Me, you know, it's last start win was good, but definitely a question mark next to its name. Not too much form lines crossing over each other. Yeah, so I'm just going to go with what I know, which is Waihaha Falls.
It's very popular, isn't it? 480. It hasn't come in a heap, but everyone's sort of making it their best. That's the 10 of the best from Randwick. We'll do a quick multi and wrap up. All right, multi time. I've got two places, and I had to chuck in a wing because I can't be a pussy with it. But I'm chucking Rebel Rama to place, which is race four. I'm just following Davo. I don't know much about Lady Luxury, but I'll chuck it in for a place. And I've gone to Melbourne in race number six. And I've gone Lyrical Lad to win. Not huge on the jock, but I think it's a pretty good horse, and I can probably go three in a row. You're getting about 23-1 for that multi. Thomas?
Two legs. You're getting $26.60. Give me Anathole in the Stockman. I like them both. I think they both win.
Beautiful. Two wins. Coey?
Four legs, three place, one win. Black Duke to place. Five Kingdom to place, Sniffler to win, and Lady of Luxury to place.
Paying well.
45.80.
Yeah, I was going to say upwards of 50. All right, beautiful. Christmas tomorrow. Boys, all the best. Enjoy that. Thomas, enjoy working for the rest of the Christmas period. And, mate, all the best. Fingers crossed we have a clean up Boxing Day.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. And everyone listening, Merry Christmas. Have a safe travels. No COVID. And yeah, Happy New Year.
No COVID. Thank you. All right. Thanks, boys.
See you, boys.
Anyway.